John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be coming to the Hollywood casinos this Sunday, and tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. It has been a long time since I have said this, but Larry the Cable Guy is on the phone. Larry, how the hell are you?
Well, I tell you what, as long as the last time you did, I was a short Asian man. But it has been a long time. Holy smokes, this is crazy. I can't believe time flies. It just seems like yesterday I was knocking a bunch of old women over trying to get to the last roll of toilet paper. Here I am back out doing stuff. It'll be probably my 8th show in a year and a half.
Oh, my God.
I know, which is still not as long as I've gone wearing the same pair of sweatpants. So, you know, it's fun to get back out there and tell some jokes. But I will say, I was only doing, for the last few years, only 20, 25 shows a year anyway. I've been slowing down. I want to spend time with my kids. They just turned 13, 15.
Oh, my God. I've known you that long? Oh, my God.
I know. 14, 15.
So what's it like having two teenagers in the house?
I don't know, because they speak Chinese, so I don't know. I don't know how any of that happened, but I remember when my wife first got pregnant way back in 2005, she was scared to tell me. You know, she was scared to tell me, didn't know how I'd react. Uh-huh. So it was three months went by before I even knew about it, you know, but I didn't know any better anyway. You know, I was kind of getting used to her throwing up after we had sex, so I didn't... I didn't know much about it, but it definitely keeps you in shape. Boy, they run all over the place. You try to catch up to them, but it's a joy. I sure do enjoy it. My mom lives with us.
Uh-huh.
She's 86 now, and she's getting up there in age, so she was scared to live by herself, so I got her living here at the house. We got a nice little place set up for downstairs, and every now and then she'll get tangled up in the chicken wire we got around the room there. This whole COVID thing, she'll come up and she'll go, is any more news on this COVID?
COVID.
And I go, on what? She goes, COVID. I go, you mean COVID? She goes, COVID. I go, no, it's COVID. She goes, oh, my Lord, there's two of them now? Mom, why don't you go back downstairs? And as she's walking back down the room, I hear her go, hey, Steve, Google if Roy Clark's still alive. What is she doing, wanting to date Roy Clark? She's been going on them elderly dating sites.
Oh, really?
Silver Singles.
No, Metamucil Mingle.
Oh. Forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's the big one. Yeah, that's the big one. So, did y'all do the vaccination or no?
Yeah.
I think you're going to see a lot more people getting it in the fall when they come out with that pumpkin spice vaccine.
One would think.
But who knows? I don't know. But here's the thing about the world today. You don't know who's to trust for anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You used to be able to trust lots of people. Now you question more people than you trust.
It's unbelievable. I don't even think that Batman was real anymore. I mean, they've done so many things about him. Well, anyway, whatever.
Hey, we have a mutual friend in Kevin Cronin. I know you're a big REO Speedwagon fan.
Oh, Kevin, he's something else, ain't he? I cannot wait to the day that he hits 100 pounds.
Weren't you supposed to do a tour with them just before COVID broke?
Yeah, we were working on a thing with them. I ended up doing a few with Styx instead because something happened with their scheduling. And then COVID really took over, and then that was the end of that. But mm-hmm. I did Styx. And the weird thing about Styx is I love them as well, Tommy and all the boys.
Oh, yes, sure. Tommy and JY are very old friends of mine.
And it's crazy, you know, after 30 years, the only difference is backstage, Instead of smelling like pot, now it smells like pot with a mixture of Ben Gay. You know?
Now listen to this. I'm not sure if you heard this story yet, but REO Speedwagon was supposed to play. I might have been Portland. It was somewhere in Washington. All right, and because of COVID and some members of the band had been in contact, they had a drop out of this show, and they were the headliners for like some fair of some kind. They were going to be the big band that closed out the show. So they couldn't do it, and the promoters went out and got somebody else. That somebody else was the Village People.
No. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? That's like going to see Megadeth and KC and the Sunshine Band. Holy smokes. That reminds me of when we went to see Skinner, and we had these tickets. We paid extra these tickets so that we were some of the folks that got to go to the lobby.
Uh-huh.
After the show and take pictures with the cardboard cutouts of the original members. I used to do a joke about I love classic rock and roll, but here's one thing you never want to hear when you go to a classic rock concert. All right. Here's one off our brand new album.
Bathroom time.
They started figuring out that's when beer sales really went up. You know, I've seen the Rolling Stones in concert 6 times and still haven't seen them live. I tell you what, I got to do Alice Cooper's a buddy of mine.
Oh, I love Alice. What a great guy.
I'm telling you, he's the greatest guy, but I always play his golf tournament. I've hosted his Christmas bash a couple times and did his birthday party. And I remember one time he wanted me to come out and roast everybody.
Okay.
So I went, and Don Felder from the Eagles was there, and I love Don. So Don's
the nicest guy on the planet. He's going to be in town in October,
right? Early October, yes.
In October, yeah, he'll be here. Well, yeah. I'm good friends with him, too. We have all the same friends, Larry.
Oh, I know. Well, go see him, because he's so awesome. But it was funny. He just had an album he put out or something. So I got on stage, and I go, it's good to see all these folks here. It's like a who's who, who's not working, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I go, Don, my wife and I were just at a carnival, and she did that dart game thing. She only popped 3 out of 10 balloons, but they told her she could have anything on the bottom shelf. So we got your new album. I swear, I thought Alice was going to hock up his orange chicken. Those, I love all them groups. They're awesome. But Speedwagon, man, band's coming up nowadays. They're here today, gone tomorrow. That's it. Guys like Speedwagon, Foreigner, Styx, their music will never die.
Well, Larry, thank you so much for spending the time. Larry the Cable Guy, he's loose, ladies and gentlemen. He's going back out on the road, and he will be at the Hollywood Casino this Sunday. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Give me one, Larry.
Get her down.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.